What is good, defenders? You know what time it is. It's the night before a match, so it's time for Defenders of the Bank's favorite pre-match segment. That's right. It's time for One More Sleep. You know my voice. It's the scarf, J.R. Liebert, coming at you in front of this wall. And over to my, let's see, you're on my right. There it is. Right. According to the interwebs, from world-famous Philomonster Studios, Burbank, California, I give you one Christian, Philly Philemon.
It's Freaky Friday, defenders. A weekend is upon us, finally. It felt like this week took forever and a day. And yes, I'm still mourning the loss of Bayern Munich in the Champions League final. But I am excited that we finally get back to BMO Stadium tomorrow. Not as excited that we're going to face a team that we faced on, what, six occasions last season. But nevertheless, an opportunity to collect three more points, an opportunity to be out on Christmas Tree Lane together to tailgate, to have a good time, and of course, to be in the Cathedral of the Black and Gold, to go out there and support something that we all know and love and have in common, and that's LAFC. Life is good. Freaky Friday, baby. Saturday, sizzling Saturday is upon us.
Yeah, man. Very excited because you know what? It's good. It's a good omen when Vancouver comes to BMO. Look, I know we lost to them last year in MLS's regular season, but we bookended our season with some success against Vancouver. We beat them twice in the CONCACAF Champions League to start our year, 6-0 on aggregate. We beat them twice in the MLS Cup playoff first rounds, 6-2 on aggregate. So when I see Vancouver come a-calling, all I think is goals, goals, goals. But this is not the Vancouver Whitecaps of 2023. I like Daniel in the chat. This is about to be the episode 300th episode of LAFC just playing the Whitecaps. Yeah, yeah, you're no not kidding. Wrong about that, my friend. But look, this is a very solid 2024 edition of the Vancouver Whitecaps.
Yeah, without a doubt. Last season, we played them six times. We beat them four times, and this is across all competitions. Beat them four times, drew once, lost once. But, man, it's getting kind of tiring playing the Vancouver Whitecaps. But like you said, this is a good team. 5-2-3, fourth place in the West, 2-2-2 home record, and undefeated on the road, which to me is one of the most impressive statistics about this team. 3-0-1, it is not easy to win on the road in Major League Soccer, as LAFC has proved time and time again this season. The Vancouver Whitecaps are among the best teams on the road. It's the insanity of Sarri versus the chillax nature of Cherundolo. It'll be something one way or another.
Yeah, Philly, something's got to give. Vancouver 3-0-1 on the road. LAFC 4-0-2 at home. I don't think this game is going to end in a draw. Someone is going to end it in a loss. And I'm pretty optimistic about our side. Look, we all know the big two that they have had for the past several seasons now of Brian White and Ryan Gauld. They are the two big engines to watch because that is who drives the Whitecaps. I'm actually going to talk about a different player. And Philly, it's kind of odd. It happened this season. But finally, Tristan Blackman has played more matches now with the Vancouver Whitecaps, 83, and then he had played with LAFC, 79. I still love the guy. I feel like he was just here, but he's making a name for himself in the Great White North.
I feel like we were just here. I feel like I have never left this chair. I feel like the only thing that's really changed is our clothes and your backdrop. What are you in, some kind of a bathroom? Like, where the heck are you? There's nothing around you, and the reverb sounds amazing. You have to be in a lavatory in some way, shape, or form.
I wish. I gotta try. You know what? I'm gonna try that maybe next time. I don't know if I can get
it in your tub. I mean, that's a great segment, like tub time with scarf.
Tub time.
Showering with the scarf.
That's behind the paywall, you guys. We don't have a Patreon, but that's definitely paywall content right there. Scarf after dark. Oh my God.
Defenders, right. Like you said, we played Vancouver on a number of occasions. Vancouver, in their last five games in Major League Soccer, they tied Austin at home at Bad Carpet Place. A few days prior to that, they tied the Red Bulls. Then after that, before that, I should say, they beat Seattle, and Seattle's been dreadful this season, but Seattle usually takes a little while to wind up that engine and go. They lost to the Galaxy at home, which was rather unfortunate. And then they absolutely destroyed Toronto. So within their last five games, they've looked okay. Yet again, so impressive is this team on the road. And LAFC has had a tough time against teams that can score a lot of goals in Vancouver with the, from the likes of a Brian White and a Ryan Gould, can cause some damage. But Scarf, they've got nine players out of their 11 that have scored. We don't have as many potent goal scorers. So it's not just Brian White and Ryan Gould that could do some damage. It's seven other players on their roster.
Yeah, look, yeah. this is a very solid team, the Whitecaps. But when you have Vancouver Whitecaps all-time goals leader in MLS and Vancouver Whitecaps all-time assist leader in MLS in Brian White and Ryan Gould, respectively, those have to be the two guys that you circle. We've seen Brian White and Ryan Gould try to do it to us before. I just don't think it's going to matter nearly as much. The thing that I'm looking at, Philly, is the opposite end of things. LAFC has given up, what, 19 goals on the season so far. It has been abysmal on the back line. Vancouver has only given up 10 goals in the same amount of games. Takaoka, he ended last season playing much better. Don't count his performance against us in the playoffs. He ended last season playing much better than he did to start the year, and he has really settled into things. Although, look, I think it's the back line. We are going to have to find a way to unlock the back line in Vancouver. 10 goals allowed compared to our 19. But look, we've both scored 18 on the season, and we know LAFC have found a way, at least last season, to unlock Vancouver. So I think we're going to do it yet again when we play them at home. Shall we get into it?
I say we shall. I was just looking in the Instagram live thing. I figured out how we could actually look at questions and address them.
Oh, that's amazing. That's I'm glad you figured that out. I have no idea.
Yeah, all right. So, Scarf's players to watch.
Let's get into it. I'm actually not picking Brian White or Ryan Gould. I'm picking their wily veteran third guy on the front line, Fafa Pekal. Despite playing much fewer minutes than Brian White or Ryan Gould, he is third on the club in XG with just about two. He's tied for second on the club in goals with three, tied for second in assists with two. He reached 50 MLS goals in his career with the last goal that he scored this season. He is a player that just seems to show up against LAFC. He makes us uncomfortable. He makes these darting runs, these stops, these starts. He is a player that I feel like every time we play Fafa Pekal, whether that was when he was on Houston Dynamo or now with Vancouver Whitecaps, he just makes us uncomfortable. And you know what, Philly? He's also a New Yorker, just like you, born in New York, New York. So, you know, he's given us a little bit of the agita when he gets out there. And it's not something I enjoy watching with Fafa Pekal play. I do love Soccer USA's comment. What's stronger, a leaf or Fafa Pekal, because he does go down in a heap often. But hey, those are often those players that can get you that lucky call in a box, maybe a PK, something like that. So who knows? But I'm going with Fafa Pekal. And of course, for LAFC, I think we're going to keep it rolling with the Kike Oliveira show. I think two goals against Las Vegas Lights and a goal in our previous match, he has finally gotten things going. And I think this is going to be the touching off point for Kike Oliveira. Three goals in two matches, and I think this is where he starts to feel confident. Yes, he did it against inferior competition in the Las Vegas Lights, and you can call San Jose inferior competition, but not when they whoop our butts 3-1 the way that they did. So I think, though, this is going to be more of what we can hopefully expect. And can you just imagine with a player like Olivier Giroud, Denis Bawanga on one side, and a goal-scoring Kike Oliveira now on the right, it is just going to be an awful lot of fun. I'm going Fafa Pekal and Kike Oliveira.
I got an idea. How's about we don't bring up Giroud until we actually see him with an LAFC jersey on? I just don't want to keep feeding into this narrative that we're just waiting for a 38-year-old striker to come through and miraculously save us, in particular one that has no chemistry with our squad. I hear you. It's a nice thought. And obviously, anywhere he's gone, he's found his way in and done amazing things. And if at 38 you deny him, look, top 10 in Serie A in goals, top 10 in Serie A in assists, but it's still a dangerous concept to rely on a 38-year-old. Anyways, I digress. Do you trust the Associated Press and think of it as a reputable publication?
Sure.
Okay. The reason why I bring this up is because in their periodical, they indicated that Picoult was injured. Now, okay. I don't know where they got their information because I saw Vancouver's press notes today. There was nothing in there. But if the AP is right and they do a fair amount of investigative journalism, not like that Sports Illustrated lying and using AI and putting fake reporters' names, keep an eye out on that.
Papa Lovely. I went to the same source you did, and I went to an injury reporting source that has always worked out pretty well for me. But listen, if Fafa Picoult doesn't play, then I'm just watching Vanni Sartini on the sidelines. That's going to be more fun.
Without a doubt, the most memeable manager in Major League Soccer. Insanity with Sari. He's fun to watch. He looks like he'd be related to Mr. Bean in some way, shape, or form. It's like we can watch an episode of Monty Python or Mr. Bean, and somewhere in the background we see Vanni Sartini. You get what I'm saying. All right. You know who else is injured, by the way, for Vancouver is Demir Krylock. Somebody fortunate to have injured. All right. So my players to watch, you got to go with Brian White. You said it early, and I'm going to reiterate it. On April 27, 2024, Brian White became Vancouver's all-time leading scorer with his goal against, ironically enough, former club New York Red Bulls, the New Jersey Energy Drinks. The guy can score. And I got to tell you, I've seen a lot of Vancouver Whitecap games this season, and I don't know why. But the game against the Galaxy, I can tell you, the 3-1 scoring line seemed a lot more lopsided, but Brian White was relentless. He's aggressive. He's hungry for goals. The type of hunger that one would just wish they had in a striker, a legitimate striker on their club. Brian White is the real deal. If there's anything that's going to resemble any kind of offense coming out of Vancouver, in some way, shape, or form, it's either going to come from him or, of course, the Scottish Messi in that Orion Gold. And I didn't call him that. The media called him that. As far as my LAFC player to watch, this might be a first time on defenders. Kike Oliveira, just like you, Scarf. And I'm not doing this to cheat or be lazy about my research. The guy scored 3 goals in 2 games. His confidence is elevated. He's starting to feel good. He's starting to look like a significant part of this offense. He's not going 2/3 of the field as much anymore and just absolutely pooping it in the final third. He is looking really good. And yes, you said he scored against inferior competition. Doesn't matter. Scoring a hat trick in professional soccer is hard. And you know what? He almost did it against the Las Vegas Lights. And he had a hell of a goal against San Jose. A hell of a goal, without a doubt. So Kike Oliveira is both of our players to watch. And I think I could be confident in saying that we are going to see him play. I know sometimes it's a crapshoot with the players that we pick. But Kike Oliveira and Brian White, I think those are safe bets for players to watch.
I love it. I love it. Look, keys to the match in this one for me, Philly, are simple. The first and foremost is set piece peace. We need to figure out our set piece defense, and we need to get back. Yes, we have the second most corner kicks in Major League Soccer with 71, but we need to start becoming more productive on those again. We started out the year quite well, but we need to become more productive again on those set pieces. And what we saw against the Las Vegas Lights, sometimes it's just going through the motions that'll help you figure some things out. It was a set piece goal from Kai Kamara, and that is my second key, Kamara in the box. We need to utilize him as often as possible. He is just like Mamadou Fall back when we had Air Senegal, just like Walker Zimmerman when he scored, what, the first 4 or 5 of his goals for LAFC, all off of headers. This is a weapon that we need to utilize. I get that he's, what, 37, 38 or so, but he is still a leaper. He is as elite as it comes physically, and we have to get him involved inside the box. We need to defend set piece as well, and we certainly need to get Kai Kamara more involved so that he puts another in the back of the net like he did against Las Vegas Lights. It's all roaming around the box. We are probably the best team in the league right now, box to box. But once we get inside the opponent's box, once we start having to defend our own, there's all kinds of giggity going on there. We are subpar. So that being said, let's make it happen.
Kai Kamara is going to turn 40 on LAFC's roster this season scarf. Ooh. September 1st, Kai Kamara will ascend to the Philly in the scarf floor, which is now known as 4. Kai Kamara is not 37 or 38. He's going to be 40. Amazing. Absolutely amazing that he can still compete at this level, but not only just compete, be competitive. Anyways, that's utterly impressive to me. My keys to the game, not that much different than yours. Got to batten down the hatches defensively. Oops. I felt a little froggy, so I jumped. Definitely got to batten down the hatches defensively. Vancouver plays an aggressive style of attacking football, of course, led by Brian White and his relentless ambition to find the back of the net. But a lot of that obviously is led by Ryan Gold, who we already referred to as the Scottish Messi. The chemistry between these two players after a couple of seasons together is top-notch and right downright deadly. LAFC has not been great defensively. They cannot sleep on these two players. It can't be a matter of somebody not man-marking. If you see these two players open, you have to attack them at all cost, especially Brian White, because when he's in the box and that ball lobs to him, I don't care if you're Kai Kamara, Jesus, David Murillo, or a Mack truck. Brian White's going to muscle his way into position to get a shot at Hugo Lloris. And quite honestly, I don't want him to get any shots at Hugo Lloris because I don't want to see any more flat-footed attempts by our 38-year-old Frenchman, former captain of a World Cup team. We need to man-mark the hell out of Ryan Gold and Brian White, preventing them from dispatching our back line. It is exceptionally important. Brian White scores. I am going to immediately get up out of my chair, have 6 shots of tequila, and then go home walking. That is my thing. That's what I'm going to do.
Defenders, I've never wanted Brian White to score more in my entire life. I will go live on Instagram. Y'all make sure you're watching Defenders of the Banks Instagram. If you see Brian White score, it'll be Scarf going live, and I will walk with Philly all the way down the stairs until he hits the door. And then I'm going back to watch the rest of the game. But Philly said 5 shots and he's walking out the door. Defenders, we better hold him to it this next match.
I mean, I don't always come through with the things I say. I said I would get a Defenders of the Bank tattoo after we hit 1,000 followers. Now, with all the followers that we've had, I think across all platforms, I don't know, it's still modest, like 10. I don't need 10 Defenders tattoos now, do I?
I mean, just one. And I just want to pick where it is.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. All right, score predictions.
Yeah, look, Philly let the cat out of the bag early. I actually think this is a match that LAFC is going to handle pretty easily. I don't know why I think it either. We have literally done nothing this season to show me that we are going to handle this match pretty easily. Yes, last year's Vancouver Whitecaps, I should feel confident, right? We had twin 3-0 score lines in the CONCACAF Champions League. I don't know. Sometimes it's just a scarf's intuition. And right now, I'm going to roll with 2-0. Why? Am I being a little homerish? Am I being a little overly optimistic? Am I seeing this game through rose-colored glasses? Sure I am. But you know what? I am deciding to start my weekend off in an optimistic mood. If LAFC chooses to ruin that by their piss-poor backline defense and not being able to stop any set pieces, then you know what? That's on LAFC. But what I am going to do as I walk into the Cathedral of the Black and Gold, BMO Stadium, on Saturday, not only am I going to go up to level up and experience the cool Pac-Man games and everything else that they're opening up for the first time 2 hours before the match, and then it'll be open 90 minutes after the match. Not only am I going to go check that out, not only am I going to hang out with all of our friends in the 3252, everybody on Christmas Tree Lane, and the millions.
And millions.
But I am going to consider this game our touching off point. For the rest of the first half of the season, I think we are going to plant our flag in the ground. I think Steve Cherundolo inspired this team, as crazy as it sounds, with that red card in Las Vegas. I think we are going to start playing better. We're going to start galvanizing ourselves as a unit. And I think we're going to win this game 2-0. I have no stats to back it up. It's just what I feel on the inside. No stats, 2-0, LAFC.
Truthfully, you could have all the stats in the world, and the grand scheme of it all is you might not predict it correctly anyway. If you were able to predict these types of scores accurately and consistently, neither of us would have day jobs. And maybe the ownership of LAFC would include Will Ferrell and Philly in the scarf, like just down that list. I'm not as optimistic as you are. And the reason that I say that is because I think Vancouver is going to score goals against LAFC. And I want you all to pay attention, look very closely at Brian White, and ask yourselves, other than Denny and Kike, is there anybody on LAFC that plays with as much heart, desire, and ambition to score as Brian White? I tell you, this dude completely flipped my mind this season because I've caught him on a number of occasions. He is hungry. We'd be lucky to have somebody of his tenacity on our team. Definitely somebody on the back line. But even though I'm being somewhat negative about it, I still think LAFC is going to win by a score of 3-2. I'm going to stick to that. And here's my bold prediction. How history has its tendency to repeat itself, it very much will again tomorrow. Denis Bawanga uses this as his jump off. He gets himself a hat trick against the Vancouver Whitecaps, repeating what he did in 2023, inserting himself in the conversation yet again for the Golden Boot. Right now, it's all about Messi. It's all about Luis Suarez. And it's all about Chicho Arango, by the way, who will be in L.A. tomorrow as Real Salt Lake is in town to play Carson down at the Digs. After tomorrow night and his hat trick, Denis Bawanga very much is going to start giving Chicho, Leo, and Louis a run for their money, baby. Let's go 3-2. Denis Bawanga, the hat trick.
I like it. Turning around last season's scoreline at BMO where they beat us 3-2. We're going to go ahead and do the same thing to them. I like it. Like I said, I'm just embarrassingly overconfident on this one. I think it's going to be 2-0, and I think this will be one of those rare matches where we got to BMO Stadium, Christmas Tree Lane, feeling like we're in a good, jovial mood, and we walk out of BMO Stadium this season feeling like we're in that very same, if not even more good and jovial mood. It's going to be a lot of fun. And if Denis Bawanga chooses to score a hat trick, great. If Kai Kamara finally ties San Jose Earthquakes legend Landon Donovan with a goal, great. If Kike Oliveira gets a brace, great. If Ryan Hollingshead inches closer to Graham Zusi's goal record for defensemen, great. I don't care who scores. I don't care how we score. It could be an own goal by Fafa Pekal if he's injured on the bench. I really don't even care. All I want to see is an LAFC victory and 3 points, because we are only 3 points behind Vancouver in the standings. And we are, what, 5 points or 6 points, I believe, back of number one for the supporters for the Western Conference. I think this is a club that is getting things back on track. Why do I think that? I don't know. Blind, foolish optimism, but I'm going with it.
That's fine. I don't think this is our jump-off game as a team. I think it's our jump-off scenario for individual players. I don't think I'm going to get any semblance as to how this team wants to perform this season until the game in Pasadena against the Galaxy. I think after that, I will be relatively confident in knowing what direction this club is going to go in. Because right now, it ebbs and it flows. It's up and down. It's not convincing. I have no doubt that they're going to make the playoffs. But to make a big run in the playoffs, they still have to perform a lot better to convince me otherwise. I want to be as naively optimistic and bullish about LAFC, but not with what I've seen all season long with how they've let in some soft-ass goals, man. Some really soft mother-trunking goals. It's not going to fly for this team to be competitive. But that being the case, we do end Vancouver's undefeated streak on the road, giving us all a reason to celebrate into Sunday. 3-2, 3-1, 2-0. As long as we get the W at the end of the day, I don't give a hoot. I just want to win, and I want to beat everybody convincingly every single game. Last game we saw against Las Vegas, the phrase, it's better to win ugly than lose pretty, couldn't have made itself more evident. We lost and we won in the ugliest of fashions, but we won, and I'm okay with that. And I'll be fine with that as long as we don't let in any more stupid corner kick goals.
Yeah, listen, that's part of the reason why I think I'm so optimistic. A lot of our wins have been really good-looking wins this season where we play our butt off, and then the very next game, we look like crap. Well, you know what? We look like crap in a win in Las Vegas. So I don't think it's going to be one of those two steps forward, one step back kind of a things. I think we're going to continue to take these steps forward, and I'm real excited to get back to BMO, back on Christmas Tree Lane, and check out Level Up by Namco, which is Namco Bandai, which will be where Free Play used to be 2 hours before the match, 90 minutes after the match. Philly, let's play that cool outro music.
No, you're forgetting something.
What am I forgetting?
The website, the shop, always got to plug in the shop. As they said in the movie Spaceballs, merchandising.
head on over to defendersofthebank.com, click on that shop link, and buy merch till your heart's content. Philly and I are going to do the same soon so that we get to walk around Christmas Tree Lane and have our own merch on as well. We love the 3252 and all the cool merch y'all have. We got some cool merch of our own. Head on over to the shop. We love you guys. And now we can play the outro.